Okay, let's start tonight's meeting. Marlington Local School District Board of Education, August 15th, 2019, 7 o'clock p.m. Call to order. We'll start with the invocation from Mr. Joel Noah.
All right. Bow your heads, please. Father in heaven, we thank you for another beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to serve this great district. We ask tonight, Lord, to be with us in our thoughts and our discussions and our decisions, Lord, they be pleasing to you and in the best interest of the Marlington Local Schools. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Joel. All right, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Flags in the corner.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading a mission statement, this is Carolyn Gabriel.
In collaboration with staff, community, parents, and students, the Marlington Local School District will develop lifelong learners who understand and apply knowledge and demonstrate excellence in pursuing the highest standards with effective intervention to challenge every student.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Carolyn Gabriel.
Here.
Tom Sifley.
Here.
Karen Humphrey.
Here.
Scott Mason.
Here.
Mark Ryan.
Here. Adoption of meeting agenda. Any additions or corrections?
We have one correction on page 5 under letter B, 1A. We're going to strike intervention specialist and we're going to put horticulture teacher in his place.
And we're going to change the executive session wording on that.
You want to say that now too?
Yep. Yeah. We're going to change the executive session wording to include discuss pending and imminent court action. That's all we need to add. Okay. Any other additions or corrections? Recommend the Marlington Local Board of Education adopt the following agenda for the August 15th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Are you adding executive session? Is that on the regular meeting?
Sorry,
you're adding
it
or changing it?
Changing. It's already on there.
Page 8, number 10.
Okay. Thank you.
11, 12 there.
Okay. Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabriel.
Yes.
Thomas Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphrey.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan. Yes. Okay, public participation. You got one down there, Ryan?
Just me. I've asked Mr. Noel a number of times to get microphones because I have hearing issues. And actually it goes back to when Leslie Pierce was still the treasurer. I asked back then because I couldn't hear at the meetings. And actually, you're in violation of the American with Disabilities Act, Title II. People like me, issue is effective communication. You need to provide assistive learning devices so we can hear at the public meetings, which is just simply a microphone is all I've asked for. And according to the ADA and city government, you're supposed to do that. So I'm just asking for microphones so we can hear what's going on, those of us with moderate hearing issues. That's it.
Thank you, Mary. Any other public participation?
No.
Okay. Special presentation.
All right. Well, school's right around the corner, so I have a few things to share with the board and the community in attendance at tonight's meeting. So a little different for this year, we're having a staff professional learning day for the opening of school. This is going to be on Wednesday the 28th. Mrs. Sutton's done a great job of getting all kinds of different activities for that day. And I know you might recognize some of those names. But one of the nice things is a lot of our folks are doing the PD, which makes it even better. So staff will be coming in on that Wednesday. And then Thursday is our annual convocation. Our folks are going to start in the buildings for a couple hours, and then we all group together over at the chapel. And Pastor Joel's been
very accommodating to us over the last few years to get us all together in a really nice environment. I usually have about a 45-minute kind of presentation on what's going on in the district. We break for lunch, and then the folks get back to the buildings and get ready for the school year to get going. A little hard to see, but we just put this document together as far as kind of what things are going to look like here as we get fired up. First day of school is that Tuesday, September the 3rd. That Thursday, the 29th, is not only convocation, but open houses across the district. So all the buildings will be open for parents to come in and kind of take a look at things as we get ready to roll. You do see up there, it says grades 1 through 12 on that Tuesday. Our kindergartners don't actually start on Thursday. They come in later in the week. They do a little orientation, get on the buses, do some fun things like that, and then we start them later in the week there on Friday. You can see down there at the bottom for the kindergartners, and then they're off and running. Going to talk to the board tonight about approving a little updated calendar. Those days that are in yellow are going to be added to the calendar as professional learning days. We've done that probably the last 4 or 5 years. Basically, those are days where kids don't come, but staff does. And the one day, like we've been doing for a long time here, is all built around school safety and security. We'll have one of three drills on that date. And then the second one, as Ms. Sutton said, it's all about curriculum. We dig even deeper with curriculum and have some time where we all can spend some time together for that day across the districts as well. So that's on the agenda for tonight's meeting as well. Our theme this year is Stronger Together. I'll be honest with you, I've been talking to our administrative team at the end of last year and just really thought the things that are going on right now in our culture, around the country, and in the district, this is something that I really want to focus on is unity and bringing us together as a staff and community. That's actually going to be our shirt right there. We're going to get shirts made for all of our staff members. And we'll be handing them out on convocation. So looking forward to that theme. I don't know if you can see a little hashtag thing, but those of you that tweeters, we're going to do that hashtag Stronger Together theme for the year as well. So what's new? What's going on? So as you know, it's consolidation this year with us. Over Lexington, we got PK5. Over Washington, we got a K5 building. And just so our elementary parents know, we're going to be mailing home what I call informational packets on Friday the 23rd. That's when the kiddos get to know like what room they're in, what teacher. A building newsletter goes home from principal. There'll be some information about what's going on in school, like our annual community day will be in there. Just any other type of stuff that the principals want to get out to our parents. So that'll be mailed on that day. So depending on how we're doing, maybe some folks might get it on Saturday. Some might have to wait till Monday before it arrives at your house, but that's our plan, getting that information out to everybody. Back in the spring, we talked about Lashkey a lot as far as what this was going to look like for this year. Basically, I landed on leaving the Lashkey program as it was at those two elementaries, but I did tell folks then, and I'm a man of my word here, we're going to increase it to $5 an hour versus $4. And the big reason is we're going to staff two adults per site going into this fall. Always worried about safety and security of those kiddos getting in, getting out. So I like to have somebody at the door meeting and greeting them, somebody inside the facility meeting and greeting them when they get in there. Once all the kids are in, then we'll have two staff members at both of the elementaries. So just a reminder to our folks that use that Lashkey service at the elementary level. Here's something else that's new this year. I was invited to a meeting over at Altman Hospital with some folks that are really passionate about wellness and obesity and what that looks like for our high school kids. We're going to jump into this program this coming year. I'm very excited about it. You know, we have wellness committees and all kinds of stuff, but this is a student-led program. We're basically, we're looking for folks who are all about healthy lifestyles, eating, walking, getting in shape. It's called the Altman Ambassador Program. Mrs. Tina Hoffman, who is a teacher, actually our phys ed health teacher at the high school, is going to head this up. But what we're looking for are kids that are passionate about this issue. And they basically run the program. Miss Tina will kind of serve as the adult supervisor, but it's going to be student-led. And we're looking for ideas and suggestions to do during the year, like community type of activities. Like, our community day is a good one. We always kind of have that in place. But as the year goes on, we're looking for some other activities that would involve our community and be wrapped around wellness. Like, I'm thinking, like, walking around the track, or maybe walking the cross-country trail. I know some of us are dog owners and lovers, and maybe have a day where you bring your dog and we do a dog walk or something fun like that. So, but it's student-led, so we're going to kind of give them some ideas, but let them take the ball and run with it. So that's a nice high school initiative coming. We also talked about this last spring, and we're going to stay with this as well. We're going to give free breakfast to all elementary kiddos. There is a ton of data that talks about why this is important. I just put one little screenshot up here. But we know that kids who eat breakfast do better in school, they concentrate better, they perform better on tests, and they have fewer behavior problems, and they got good energy. Okay, not that crazy energy you got to run up. So we're looking forward on getting our elementary kids in, getting them set up for their school day as well. We talked about this last board meeting. I put it in my news and views. Hopefully you all got that over the last week. We are going to increase our school lunch prices. Ms. Sutton gave a good explanation on kind of why that came to be. Basically just going up a quarter, elementary lunch to $2.50, high school and middle school $2.75. And I think we mentioned this last month, but we hadn't raised prices in 3 years. So based on the information from the department, it was time for us to do that. This might be one of my favorite additions for the year. Mr. Hipley and I were talking, I don't know, probably a year ago. One of my biggest fears is safety on the school bus. It's a one-person show. And behind you, you got 50 or 60 kids sitting there. And we have done a ton of safety and security training with our bus drivers, which has been awesome. The deputy's here in attendance tonight. She has spearheaded that. And you guys just had a training, a couple weeks ago with all the bus drivers in the county.
600 bus drivers, yeah.
Which has been awesome. And to our credit, I'll give us a little bit of love here. We have done those drills already. That's nothing new for months and people under Melissa's guidance. But this app is able to track our school buses as they drive around the county and actually anywhere. Okay? So if I'm a parent, I'm going to be able to go to my phone or actually your computer if you want to, but it's really meant for your phone. There's going to be an app. I know some parents already called me, download that dang old thing. We're not 100% up and running yet. We get a training, Ben, I think next
Wednesday,
which should get us ready. But you're going to download the app. There's going to be a little password thing. But then you're going to be able to see just your kid, okay, on what bus they are. And you're going to see that bus, God bless you, driving up down the street. So you're going to know where that bus is, kind of what the timing is. And I'll be honest with you, we get a lot of calls because buses get stuck behind train. There could be accidents. You know, winter weather, you have all those kinds of things. But parents, grandparents, I actually had a grandparent email and say, hey, can you help me get into this thing? I said, absolutely, you know, once we're up and running here. But this is really going to be a great tool. And like I said, Mr. Hipley's the one that kind of said, hey, what do you think about this? And we did a little research. We have a program, VersaTransit, that already does the routing system. So this app kind of goes along with that, which is really going to be an awesome tool. It does a ton more things for us. Like, if a bus has a problem, it immediately notifies our mechanics what's going on, even before the bus driver knows. Like we always get those yellow or red ignition lights or whatever that pop on. Our mechanics are going to know it even before the drivers do. A whole bunch of other things as well. But for moms and pas out there, the best thing is I can use it to see how my bus is doing with my kiddo. So, training next Wednesday. We are hoping and praying that this thing's ready to roll day one. We've been scrambling to get it. I got confidence that we'll get it ready for everybody come that first day. Some really great news. We applied for a school safety and security grant, and we got it. Got about $33,000 coming to the district, which is awesome news. We are using that money to build what we call safety buckets. And once again, the deputy's been very helpful with us, but we're going to have a safety bucket in every classroom, in every office, and every bus. That's going to be filled with a lot of stuff to help with safety. Gloves, bandages, all that kind of good stuff, bottled water, etc. We're going to get those together, and then we purchased 100 tourniquets. Last spring, we did a district-wide Stop the Bleed training, because as I tell our people, you know, nothing against Marlboro Fire, Washington, Lexington, they're not the first responders. Guess who the first responders are? Us. That's classroom teachers. if there's an issue, the first hands on deck are us. So we have to equip ourselves. So we went through a training on how to do that. And when you talk to all these professionals, they say, you know, number one reason why people die is because they bleed out before folks can get to them. And I'm not sure, I think it's like a 3 minute, some of you EMT people know better than that. There's not a lot of time there. But if we can get our hands on kids and do some basic first aid until the real professionals come, we got a chance to save lives. So that's what this whole thing has been about. The bad news is we can't spend the money till we get it. So Treasurer's, you know, hoping that money comes in quick here, but we have some guidelines that we need to follow. So we'll get that to our folks as soon as we can. And then that third one is window security. I don't know if you've seen the things on windows where it's not bulletproof, but you can put a film on it that when a bullet goes through it, it doesn't shatter. It can hold its ground. If you've seen some videos about that, you know, you can use the gun and beat on it and hit the chair on it. If it buys us 1 or 2 minutes where somebody can't get in, we'll take it. That's what this film will do. And we're going to start with our middle school and high school to see how this works. So excited about the grant, excited about implementing it and kind of getting it going here soon down the road. Another thing that I'm really happy about, if you've been coming to board meetings, you've been talking about hardening versus heartening. The deputy is hardening the district because she carries a gun. She's also part of the heartening piece, okay? Not just because of her nice smile, but the body of work that she does with kids in the classroom. This piece right here, this family support specialist, is another person that's a heartening piece of our game plan. Deter, defend, detect. Those are the three D's that I look at. Kathy Ellison, the gal on the right, served as a counselor last year for us. We are going to hire her on this year to be a family support specialist. And basically, these gals just meet parents and kids wherever they're at and offer whatever services that they need. Food, clothing, sometimes it's bills, backpacks for school supplies. But great, great addition for us. So we got two Kathys. One on the left is going to be 7-12-ish or 6-12. One on the right is going to be elementary. And we're going to get our money's worth on those two gals. But looking forward to bringing her on board. Okay, so what else has been going on? Well, I wish I had my hard hat tonight because I ought to be wearing it. We've been doing a lot of updates, renovating, and construction. On the left-hand side here is the high school. If you haven't seen it yet, take a little peek. That big, ugly bus canopy is now gone. Our landscaping teacher and kids and administrators as well. Spent a lot of time this summer working on that thing with some landscaping and some flowers. We're not quite done yet, but it looks awesome. Really excited about that. This picture over here is a need that we've had at the high school for a lot of years. Now that the board has said that building is staying for a while, we're going at it. That is an ADA compliant bathroom for our kids with special needs that we have never had in that classroom. So it's currently under construction. Monday, drywall comes in, finishing, tile, plumbing, and hopefully ready to roll from day one as well. And these bottom two, a little hard to see maybe, but these are our air conditioning units at the high school. Those are called mini splits. And our folks are working like crazy over there. I talked to you last month or two about Hampton coming in and getting that job, and those guys are going at it. Working like crazy. I'm learning a lot about pitch pockets and all kinds of cool stuff from a superintendent perspective. But they're doing a very, very good job of getting that stuff up and running. We're waiting on the electrical work to come in. I told you we dodged a bullet. It was a huge one where we don't need a new transformer. They said they can give that enough juice to get us up where we need to be, which was a true blessing. So that's not everything going on, but that's a lot of what we've been working on this summer. So in a couple weeks here, you're going to see a bunch of these signs popping up around the district. These are our kindergartners. Every kindergartner gets a sign, put it in their front yard. Serves two purposes. Number one, welcome to Marlington. All right, got a lot of years ahead of you. Anybody know what number two is?
Buses.
If I'm a bus driver and I haven't seen this kiddo before, I know when I see that, I'm stopping that bus, picking up a young one. All right? So we'll be rolling those out here, getting them ready for their first day. Finally, our annual community day is Friday, September 13th. It's always a great event. We have it over at the high school. We invite all the kiddos. It's by donation. We get the jumpy houses. We have the OMG video truck. We do a little hayride. Just have a good time with everybody. We'll stick with our Stronger Together theme. This game's against New Philadelphia. I don't know if I have that up or not, Steve. Yeah, there it is. New Philly be coming in. The bottom right part, I just found out 2 days ago. There's a Goodwill is putting on a drive to victory kind of competition throughout the whole football season. We're week three. They bring a big truck here, trailer, and they ask us to bring in stuff to give to Goodwill. And you can see some of the things, clothes, household, computers. I guess you can bring your truck. So, Steve, there's some hope for you, buddy. and it's a competition. Each week they pick a winner. And then there's, like, I think, $1,000 prize to the school that wins on all 10 weeks. So we'll see how that goes. But we're going to, you know, be looking forward to helping out the folks at Goodwill there as well. So that's kind of a nutshell on what's coming up. And wish everybody a great school year.
You're next with advisory council.
All right. As you guys know, about every 3 or 4 months, I come to you with an update on what's going on with the advisory council. So this is these are the minutes, agenda kind of notes from June. Some of the items on the agenda was a chamber campaign. The chamber talked a lot about building a database of contact information for our top high school seniors. And I've talked about this before, but the game plan is try to keep our eyes and ears on our great seniors so when they go to college, they won't come back. All right, so we're trying to build some growth in a database, basically, just to keep track of them and see where they go and if they actually do come back to Stark County. This all comes from that Stark County Strengthening Stark report, as we talked about in the past. Barb Bennett talked about a toolkit that's been shared across businesses in Stark County on best practices for internships. We mentioned that in the past, where part of this report is get kids connected with business and, you know, mentoring, internships, those types of things. I don't know if you saw this in the repository, it's been a while, but Jackson High School kids did like letters to the editor, and it was pretty neat. They talked about their views on K-12 education, and the repository actually printed a series of those, which was pretty neat. And then the group got into an interesting discussion on House Bill 154, which talks about the Academic Distress Commission. Three districts in the state are under that, East Cleveland, Youngstown, and one of my former employers, Lorain City. This was House Bill 70 initially, which was a last-minute, under-the-dark, phone-in-the-biennium budget. It's been nothing but chaos, in my humble opinion. I'll give you some more notes on that later if you're interested. But the group talked a little bit about that, and at the end of the day, how that legislation had no input from businesses at all, okay, as far as connection with schools. So those are the notes on that committee.
Okay, very good. All right, old business. Any old business?
No, sir.
We're writing the new business confirmation of 2019-2020 school calendar.
Okay. So I'd like to recommend a motion to confirm the 2019-20 school calendar to include those two professional learning days, as I talked about, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Joe, are we required to have those days, or is that just above and beyond?
No, we are not required. Yeah, those are above and beyond. And like I tell Ms. Sutton, if we're not going to have kids here for school, these better be really good days, and they will.
Okay. Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. And it's that time of the year where I always give it my best shot with the foreign exchange students. This year is a little easier. I recommend a motion to approve the enrollment of the following as an exchange student for the 2019-20 school year, Carlos Correas from España.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Tom Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. That'd be good. All right, and then letter C, recommend a motion to approve the bus route for the 19-20 school year as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
I got a question.
Sorry, go ahead.
On the bus routes, are we providing a seat on the bus for every student that could ride the bus, or are we contacting parents to find out whether their child would ride the bus? So we're only providing seats for children that we know are going to be riding the bus.
We do for could. We look
that
at the
could.
Best case scenario. Yeah.
Is there any cost savings to look at this, to send out questionnaires to the parents? I know for this year it's probably too late, but going forward, are we able to send questionnaires to parents to get commitments as to whether a child would ride the bus? Is there any money savings to that?
I don't know. I can ask that question, Ms. Sickle.
We get a notification or something like that asking, mm-hmm. especially the high school kids, whether they're going to drive. You know, if they're going to drive or siblings going to ride along with them.
So you receive that now is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Have in the past.
So are we only then providing for, at the high school level, we're only providing for the students that are riding the bus, or we're still
providing?
Well,
there could be siblings, too, at the middle school.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, if you have an athlete, they might be a fall football player, but then ride the bus in the winter, you know. So when Sherry looks at them, she needs to have enough room for everybody on that route if they rode.
I think we've got an email about that, asking about that.
It's not making an extra stop. This is a group bus stop. I mean, they're not going to everybody's home. They're stopping in a community.
You mean like a cluster stop?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do have cluster stops. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, back to Mark's comment, I think some schools may be sending out that questionnaire by semester, so it would change by sport, that sort of thing. I mean, if it's something we could look
into.
I'm
not aware of anybody doing that, to be honest with you, but I'll ask Mrs. Sedgwick.
We could look into that. And the other question I had was on the new bus app. What type of security do we have for this app so that it can't be, so that it won't fall into the wrong hands, so that somebody could hack into it, basically?
Well, from the parent perspective, you can only get your kiddo. From the district perspective, I don't know, Ben, do we know enough about that yet without having this training next Wednesday or not? Can you speak to that yet?
Not until we have that training.
Okay. Yeah, we'll know more next Wednesday.
I know that as far as the app goes, there is a unique PIN mm-hmm. that is generated for each student, and you can only access that bus's information if your student matches up with that bus through the PIN number.
And Sherry's talked to Lake and Massillon. They are currently using it. I think there's a third, I think maybe Plain, also in Stark County. She's reached out to them to see how it's worked and if there's been any issues. And, I mean, thus far, it's been very, very effective. I mean, all three of those districts have had positive things to say about using it.
So there's no concern about
Well, I would say there's
hacked.
No concern. I mean, I guess there's always a concern, but, I mean, nothing has happened yet. And those folks are a few years ahead of us, actually. We're kind of in the background on that one. But we'll talk on Wednesday, though, from
you're
the gal that's coming. And,
thank you.
See if there's any particular things that they do behind the scenes.
This is more than a couple years out. This has been rolled out for quite a while. I mean,
in other districts?
Yeah, if this was an ongoing issue that somebody was trying to hack it, they would have hacked it by now.
I hope you're right.
Well, positive, I'm right. Alliance rolled it out 3 years ago.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Hipple.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. Okay, Treasurer.
Item A, minutes. Recommend motion to approve minutes of the following meetings, the regular and special meetings held on July 18th, 2019.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Tom Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
B, financial resolutions. Recommend the motion to approve financial reports and overview of receipts and expenses for the period ending July 31, 2019, as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Tom Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do our personnel. It's with a heavy heart tonight that I'm going to ask you to recommend a motion and accept the resignation of Mr. Ryan Jones as our treasurer, effective August 31 this year. Nobody works more with the treasurer than I do, and not only appreciate Ryan's professionalism and his work ethic on the job, but just personally as a friend and colleague, we're many times on islands in these positions just because they're, this is kind of how they're built. It's been a good year, and appreciate all the time and effort he's put in. His learning curve was fast, and you know, we were going at it. He got to hit the ground running, so just want to thank him for his service. I'd like to recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Tiffany Woods as the horticulture teacher, effective June 30, 2019. Recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Crystal Towns as the title tutor, effective on July 27, 2019. Recommend a motion to hire the following title tutors for the 2019-20 school year, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI and FBI checks as required. Those folks as presented. Under number one, letter C, classified reduction in force. Recommend a motion to approve the recall of the following educational assistants to fill the district's openings for the 2019-20 school year for the superintendent's assignment pending their BCI and FBI approval of those individuals as presented. I'd recommend a motion to hire Rebecca Baum for latchkey pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI and FBI checks as required. Recommend a motion to hire Terry Porter as a sweeper pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI and FBI checks as required. And recommend motion to hire the individuals listed on the classified sublist for the 2019-20 school year, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI and FBI checks as required, those folks as presented. And then we're getting ready for our fall migrant program. So I'd like to recommend a motion to hire the following for the fall migrant program employment pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI and FBI checks as required, all those folks as presented. And then we have our summer reading program. Recommend a motion to hire the following for that summer reading program employment pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI and FBI checks as required, those folks as presented. And then under supplementals, recommend motion to accept the resignation of Aaron Rogers as the assistant girls tennis coach effective immediately. And recommend motion to hire the following for the 2019-20 supplemental employment pending their verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI and FBI checks as required. All those folks as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to publicly thank the board for giving me the opportunity to serve in the district. Thank you know, the administration and staff for the support they've shown me in the last year on the job. It's a bittersweet moment for me. I wish Marlington nothing but the best in the future. This is it's a wonderful place and a unique place, and those are both positive things. So, thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, we appreciate your service, Ryan, for the year. We'd like to have you longer.
Perfect world, I would stay longer.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion? All right, call the roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber?
Yes.
Thomas Sipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphreys?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Okay, so just some more of those dates we talked about a little bit earlier, but August 26th and 7th, our new teacher academy, Mrs. Sutton, heads that up. Our freshman orientation on the 27th, sixth grade orientation that day as well. We talked about our professional learning day on the 28th and convocation and open house on the 29th. First day of school, September 3rd, and I mentioned the community day over on the high school grounds on Friday, September the 13th as well. Okay, next Board of Education meeting is September 19th, 5:30 for the special meeting at the Marlington High School DLZ and regular meeting to follow. And we are looking in the microphones.
Do you see me going like this?
Yeah, like I told Ms. Sherman, we've had them at the high school in the DLZ.
Yeah.
And we have them. Yeah. So we'll be okay. We just didn't bring them over here. So we'll have them for there. Okay, we're going to enter into executive session in accordance with ORC 121-22 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee and to discuss pending and imminent court action. Need a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? We got 7:35. Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber?
Yes.
Thomas Hipper?
Yes.
Jan Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. After executive session, we'll adjourn the meeting. There won't be any other business voted on. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next month.